Good afternoon, everyone. This is an update on when we are going to start to see shortages. Here's your timeline. Products are not going to be as available. That's going to affect our economy and other nations across the planet. So are we ready for this next step of the reset? And as I said last week, or about 10 days ago, you're going to start to see this more and more in the media, and it will create its own feedback loop. What's so interesting about it is international media is picking up the story of the shortages and international cargo ships not arriving to America. The last ships will have arrived this week. That is not making our U.S. media, but overseas it is. That white line is every country across the planet that's selling U.S. treasuries. The blue is the increase in gold holdings, and it will be also Bitcoin reserves and other natural commodity assets that are in the ground in a nation. And that blue line is going to continue to increase every single year and month from now on. And that white line shall continue to decrease. And Warren Buffett saying it might be a good idea to own a lot of other currencies beside the dollar, and he just retired. Put that in perspective, one of the greatest investors of all time is saying that as the U.S. dollar goes, it might not be the king of the hill any longer, that you might want to start buying other things to balance that risk. If everything you're holding is in dollars, and that dwindles further from the 8% this year alone, you might want to think about holding something that could weather the storm. They're out in cash, some $325 billion just in cash waiting for the market collapse when they will come in and buy things at 10 cents on the dollar. Apollo's put out, as well as many others, that all seem to dovetail right into the same timeline of what you can expect. Now, it might be 3 to 7 days different, but every single one of these forecasts is exactly the same. It still continues to this day. That's the whole thing. It hasn't reached an agreement to start sending products yet. So this still stands. April 2nd, Liberation Day. Okay, that's already passed. Now we're into the early May over on the top right there, or the second box as you're moving from left to right. Container ships, that's it. This week are the last ones that are arriving from China. That will be at a complete halt at the end of this week. So it takes from 1 to 10 days for that to transit into parts further off the coast. So the first cutoffs will occur in the West Coast, and they will drift to the Gulf ports, secondly. And lastly, a good 3 weeks after that, New York will see the last of the shipments. And at that point, the cutoff will be complete. And I say it's purposeful to try to bring us in this reset, get us onto the digital currencies, reset what is considered value of companies, and these two books right here, they give you the blueprint of what's about to happen. So that's why I say it seems very purposeful. This is a plan, and the next movement on the board moving forward occurs right now. Which we'll have at the far right there, by late May, early June, mass layoffs begin, the freight retail sectors. Layoff in trucking and retail industry, that is all coming 30 days or under unless they get this trade deal, and it still will be some time before they can send goods.
Well, I find myself in a public network again camping. I think it's a little dangerous to put in passwords, especially if I'm going to be loading up videos or podcasts for the channel, so I prefer to use a VPN.
Which is why I am thankful to have Surfshark today as a sponsor of the video. Because Surfshark is an app and a browser extension that encrypts my data. It lets me change my IP address to virtually any place on the planet and unblock websites, YouTube, different content streaming that we wouldn't have access to because of geofencing restrictions. And also location data that gives you different prices while you surf for rental cars, airlines, and hotels. And if you go to surfshark.com/adapt, get an extra 4 months of Surfshark at an unbeatable price. And if you're not sure it's a good fit for you, no worries. They offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. No risk. Try it out. I'll leave that link in the description box below. Surfshark.com/adapt. Let's get protected. Now, just for an example here, ordering out of China, this Shein. Kitchen cleaning towels used to be $1.28, now they're $6.10. Okay, that's delivered to the States, but since this de minimis packages, anything under $800 has been cut, there's no more of this even. So you saw the price rises even before they were cut off. That was from April until May. This 30-day change of pricing is what you're looking here. That is to zero, literally, because you can't order it. And following up, just before I did the video here, Temu and Shein also completely stopping any sort of packaging coming in. They can't get anybody to get it here on a single individual package basis. Carriers won't take it. Nobody wants to collect the tariffs for it, i.e. Hong Kong. So even those smaller packages are gone. Now, remember, during COVID, a lot of people survived on getting things ordered in their home. Okay, well, here's your made in China sold on Amazon. What that 70% there, 71, is pretty much going to shrink to week-by-week basis down to zero, unless it's an individual company that is willing to pay for the entire container themselves, hire and book their own vessel and bring it over here. Bulk carriers, Maersk, these types of things, Matson, Evergreen, they're not doing that any longer to the States. Millions of containers are stranded on the docks in China at the moment and off chasing freight. Ending tariff exemptions on low-value shipments from China, that's going to slash air cargo revenue by $22 billion, reshaping e-commerce and kicking consumer prices, should you say, through the stratosphere. And it's not going to end there. I mean, even General Motors is pulling guidance because they can't get parts for their cars. They're like, whoa, hold on. You can't, you know, keep us to what we'd said for guidance for earnings per share or whatever they were looking for, profit or share price or whatever, because they can't even get the parts because a lot of them were manufactured in China. So they're like, stock market doesn't work anymore. And just below that, from the International Monetary Fund, stating that the global economic order is undergoing a major reset. Oh, you mean like this reset? Yeah, it's all planned. I really, you know, not political sense, but I think Trump is here to oversee the bankruptcy proceedings of the United States. If people are inserted, though, they're there for a reason. A lot of the world is going to be reshuffled and reset. You can't value the stock market if you can't get the parts to produce something. Like GM is a perfect example. How do you value that company anymore? They can't get the parts they need, and it'll be sparsely here and sparsely there, and maybe sometimes, like the entire stock market, the way we value it is gone. There's no way to do that. We have to think of an entirely new way to give value to companies. What do you think about the airline companies? Like they were talking, air freight, air cargo, airlines themselves, passenger travel. What about shipping? What about manufacturing? All these companies had plants or facilities, factories, whatever you like, fabrication in China. That is halting, and you can see a lot of them moving down to Vietnam, but that's not really good enough. There's huge tariffs down there too coming in. So just the very way that we look at business and the value of a company or a good or the way it conducts business to derive a stock price, that is now completely changed. So the rubber meeting the road here, Mike Adams putting out 80% of pharmaceutical ingredients come from China, including the over-the-counter antibiotics and things like aspirin and Benadryl and these kind of antihistamines that you can get. Critical items to stockpile. If you can get the antibiotics, if you can get the ibuprofens, acetaminophens, aspirins, etc., hydrogen peroxide, rubbing alcohols, medical gauze, any types of band-aids or, you know, tapes and this sort of thing, get it. Another one that not a lot of people are thinking about, toothpaste, shampoos, and razors. I can go about maybe 7 or 8 days and I start to get really itchy and then I need to shave. But think about the one from Spain off the bottom there, batteries, radios, flash lamps, all sold out. People were asking for printed newspapers because they couldn't get anything on digital. They couldn't buy anything. Cash suddenly was in high demand. They were getting premium for cash. No credit cards, no ATMs, no crypto. So if you all say crypto won't work, yeah, well, no, neither were your ATM or your credit card. And then trickling down to the dovetailing of airlines, look at the airport arrivals here from international tourists. Down, down, down. They're just not coming. Everybody's angry. And then if we look, China canceling U.S. pork, the largest since 2020. Well, that was during the COVID time. I mean, hey, you can't send it over. This is off the trade war. So look at that blue dot on the right. 10,000 metric tons canceled. They did the same with beef as well. So where does this go, and who's involved in this entire industry for butchering, packing, and those that provide products to these industrial meat complex companies is the question. Now, this is a goodie off 2023, and it drives the point home. Everybody's talking about reshoring everything. But visiting textile factories in China, why do companies like Disney's embroider in China bring the machines home? Oh, wait, the embroidery machines themselves come from China. So you see that. We're kind of stuck in this loop here. Everything we need to reshore is also produced in China in terms of manufacturing and fabrication equipment. That is made in China, so how do we even get the basic machines to come back here and even try to do something as simple as embroidery or running off and producing our own clothing again? All of those mills, they're all in China. So how do we even begin to bring that back if we're going back to the 1860s? Are we going to start reinventing everything? We're going to come back with the sewing machine again? By hand from home, I bet that is going to be a massively huge business. People that can get, donated items or things that were, packed in. Sometimes they'll give you a 50-pound, vacuum-packed thing of clothes that they would auction off somewhere else across the planet. People start pulling those in, reject pallet stuff, return Amazon-type things. It's going to be a huge business. Refurbishing the old and also creating something of a certain size for persons. There's going to be a lot of clothes. You know how much stuff's in our closets around the United States? A lot. It's going to be a new industry, so look to see where you could possibly plug yourself in, because we just don't even have the basics to begin to bring it back. Yeah, I'm sure we could get something out of Germany, but their parts are also produced in China for the German engineering. So what if they have an embargo too? Oh, you sell anything to America, we're going to cut you off. Well, America's doing the same thing. You touch this product from another country, you touch this product from Iran, you touch this product from China, you're not allowed to. We're not going to do any business with you. Well, it could very well work the other direction, and everything we need, just, I don't care where we want to buy it on the planet, it won't be there. That's what I'm saying. It seems so purposeful. And if that were to happen across the entire planet, back and forth, back and forth, the only option is to bring in central bank digital currencies or stablecoin issuance, stablecoin standards, and then give everybody universal basic income. Oh, wait. That was all talked about in both of these books years ago, not yesterday. And a great reset, obviously, with Klaus Schwab and those guys. 2020, World Economic Forum handbook. So what are we in, 2025? These things are giving the blueprint of knowing exactly where we're going. And also on the war front, India-Pakistan, India immediately banning all Pakistani flagged ships to dock anywhere in Indian ports. Okay, so then you have to look at the amount of trade coming in now. But the massive tariffs on India from the United States as well. Now, and then this paragraph that was in the article there. The attack aims at breaking the supply chain, production, and availability of goods. It will create many times increased prices, and that will be the final blow to consumers. I.e., you will travel once every 3 years, you will have 3 pairs of clothes, and you shall be happy. Yep, playbook right there. Saladi Gloria 3111. Take a listen to the most recent video from Haas Gardening. He explains that their $4,000 order of seeds from the Netherlands had a $7,000 tariff on top of it. So they had to pay $11,000 for a $4,000 order. That's seeds for you to grow your own food and your own home to avoid the chaos in the supermarkets, at least for the veg. You might want to think about buying some seeds. True Leaf Market, heirloom or organic seeds for any grow zone on the planet. They have not raised their prices yet, as far as I know, to these levels. That link's in the description box below. Every purchase you make helps keeps me bringing you more information just like this. Thank you for standing around for a little bit longer video. The timelines continue, and there's no, solving, there's no abatement, as they say in the business news. There's no talks to take away this tariff and have some sort of agreement to restart the flow. And even if it were, there's going to be a massive gap in the products. Let's say they have a tariff agreement tomorrow. Well, the last ships arriving from China are arriving this week. So an American company would need to order and go instantly say, all right, let's start production again. Well, all those suppliers in China a good percent of them have gone out of business already or have shrunken their business or rediverted their supply into the domestic market. It's going to be hard to yank that back. In addition, how many of the factories have gone out of business that were producing the goods? They're talking something in the tens of millions of people who've lost their jobs so far in China, 20 million. So it's going to be hard to unwind that for a minute. So a 30-day delay is just not going to instantly, we snap our fingers, and then 30 days later, we get full ships again. Carriers have even stopped docking and embarking from China. Their ships are in different parts of the world. They'd have to even get there first to load. Now, granted, there's a bunch of stuff laying around with containers that haven't been loaded that could be on the fast track to put it on a ship. But who's going to get paid for that? Because a lot of those companies have already gone bankrupt. You know, there's a lot of, let's say, things to unwind in this. It's not going to be instantaneous. It's never going to go back to the bicycle chain smoothness that we're used to. The reshoring of most American business will be an on-demand type of manufacturer, 3D printing, whatever it is, robotic manufacturing on demand. They're not going to run off, you know, 50,000 like they do in China. They're going to do it on a probably 100 basis or 1,000 basis, and then they'll manufacture it, and it'll go off some sort of like local shipping. That's going to be a big one here in America moving forward. You know, it's not going to be, you know, to compete with the post office to deliver. That's why these drones are around. They're going to pick it up directly from the manufacturing facility and send it off to you. And I'm going to continue to bring you the updates as I find them. But so far, there's been no movement in the break of this tariff war. Now, maybe Monday morning we wake up and it is. But again, all the damage that has been done going back into China is not going to be easily fixed. And it would be through the summer before you would start to really see anything coming back from China. Even at that three-month gap, it would show the vulnerability of our just-in-time landfill business model that we've set up for failure. So I do wish you the best in your preparations. Hope you got something out of the video. I will see you next time. Bye for now.